Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the VoiceOver Work podcast, an eclectic collection of viewpoints, water cooler knowledge, and inspirational stories from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. I'm your host, Russell Newton. Thanks for listening today, and hope you're doing well. Today on the podcast by Charles Hugh Smith, Money and Work Unchained. The emptiness of consumerism. When a person loses their job, they don't just lose the income. As we've seen, they also lose a source of the three essentials for human fulfillment and happiness. This is the fundamental flaw of universal basic income, UBI. The idea that as automation replaces human labor, the solution is to pay every household a basic income with no strings attached. The tragic fallacy of this well-meaning notion is that giving everyone free money but no source of purpose, positive social roles, self-respect, and pride dooms recipients to the hell of social defeat. This assumption is rooted in the belief that being a consumer is the source of meaning and happiness in the modern era. If people have money to spend and the leisure to consume, they have the foundation of human happiness. But consumerism is not a foundation of human well-being or happiness. Instead, it's a source of anxiety, because others can consume more and better things than I can, and an erosion of identity, as the only self that exists in consumerism is the identity projected by brand identifiers and signifiers, what you are wearing, where you're seen dining, etc. Christopher Lash explained these dynamics in his landmark book, The Culture of Narcissism: American Life in an Age of Diminishing Expectations. Lash identified the rise of consumerism as the source of a culture of narcissism. For Lash, the relentless commoditization of life disrupted the natural social relationship of family, social reciprocity, and the workplace, depriving individuals of these sources of meaning and replacing them with an empty consumerism that worshipped brands and celebrity. The marketplace's commoditization of everyday life, both parents working all day for corporations so they could afford childcare, for example, creates two alienating dynamics: a narcissistic, entitled personality crippled by a fragile sense of self that seeks solace in consumerist identifiers, wearing the right brands, etc., and a therapeutic mindset that sees alienation not as the consequence of commoditization, but as individual issues to be addressed with self-help and pop psychology. In Lash's view, both of these dynamics ignore the loss of authenticity that results from the commoditization not just of production, but of every aspect of everyday life. Lash's social analysis is an extension of Marx's original insight into the alienating dynamics of commoditized wage work, in which workers and their work were both interchangeable. Personal gratification is the driver of narcissism and consumerism, which are two sides of the same coin. On the one hand, consumerist marketing glorifies the projected self as the true self, encouraging self-absorption even as it erodes authentic identity, self-esteem, and resilience, all of which enable emotional growth, the essential characteristic of adulthood. An obsession with personal gratification generates self-absorption, fragile self-esteem, and an identity that is anxiously dependent on consumerist signifiers to win the approval of others. That, as we said, was from Money and Work Unchained by Charles Hugh Smith. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at Amazon.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.